Good morning, pilgrims and travelers on the funny path of life. 6:15. And no, it's not in the morning. But in all fairness, I already... my pants are kind of slightly loose, but I'm okay with that. Yeah, I already produced or I recorded a couple of them, but I don't know. I feel like doing something different. So, and because, you know, today I went to Jaén, I didn't walk in the morning. I got back here around 2:30, I think. I'm actually deciding to take a walk tonight. It's a beautiful day. Actually, I find out about that show, the Caputi, a few, the Caputi and the Swans. So it's, I don't know, but it's watchable, you know, anyway. So it's a mini series. So while having lunch, I watched that first installment and I ate like a pig. My goodness, I really, really, on that nasty chocolate too. Oh, my goodness. So it's been a while since I had one of those. And I guess on one hand, I don't feel as bad, meaning it is part of my intermittent fasting or restricted feeding. Well, I don't know what you would call it. I don't even like it. My narrow window of eating that I have, you know, and it's happening within that. And for me, my rule has been. You eat as much as you want, but when you're done, you're done. So in that respect, I actually technically I'm not breaking any rule. Anyway, what do we have here? Oh, the sticker. So anyway, so let's backtrack. Should we do chronologically from the present? So, well, Rana, I just finished actually. I didn't get to practice Spanish because I left, because of wanting to leave early enough. Not wanting to feeling rushed to get there, which is exactly what I did. So I felt very good about that. I was a slow driver, enjoying that, driving 10, 15K below the speed limit, kind of between like 5 and 10 miles per hour. And anyway, so I just did that with a little bit of kanji. Kind of interesting, this is so interesting, the kanji, because I've talked about it before, but it is actually helpful, the kanji, in a way to kind of make sense of remembering things like seki is chō seki sha is an attendee, attendance, or absence, ke seki. So seki has to do about attending, about somebody participating in the lecture or whatever. And then you have keseki means absence. So the absence of participation. But you have that kanji, which looks like somebody sitting down to me. And I realize the other uses for that kanji are very similar. So it actually helped by association to kind of organize. It's very interesting. It's such a different way. I know I've talked about it before, but it's... I think to study kanji along, you know, the learning instead of waiting to do it by itself, I don't think it's necessarily a bad idea because that can help. If you have kind of that right brain thing about images and symbol and the fact that they're actually attempting through those things to define a certain category. Anyway, so I was doing that before I did the my last three windows, took a nap on a swing set. So I mentioned, you know, the Caputi staff with this kind of big stars, Demi Moore, Diane Lane. What's the name of Australian? She played Princess Diana. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But one thing about Demi Moore, you can definitely tell when somebody's getting older, if they had plastic surgery, and it looks fucking nasty. Oh my goodness, how disgusting. I don't know. Cautionary tale. Anyway, but okay, here we go. So that was that. And then before that, I had to cook the brown rice. So I did that, put the groceries up. I went to Decathlon, didn't have anything. Didn't have Crocs. Didn't have a thing for the toothbrush. And I looked at underwear. I'm going to try to fix my boxer short, but they're falling apart. The newer one, actually. My old one, my Patagonia, they're like around 20 years old, maybe more. So those are kind of coming to an end. They're falling apart, but rightly so, right? And I'm looking at some other one. So, but they had that. So I got nothing at Decathlon. At Lidl, I got a few things. The cheese was not what I thought. Anyway, it was not a dry stuff that I like. But it's edible. I ate like a pig anyway. I ate like a pig some of that for lunch too. And I went to Media Market, where I found actually very good. It's something you can hang around your neck. It's basically a waterproof pouch to put your iPhone. So I kind of wanted that because I've had issue with the screen getting wet and then meaning not being able to access it. So I have the feeling on this one, I might even be able to open it up. Meaning if it's raining and I'm taking a trail going backward, meaning it's not marked, then I'd be able to, in the rain, having this thing hanging around my neck. So that's actually perfect. And I got a new thing for the iPad. So I splurged. But this one is cool. It's adaptable. It actually could fit. Even if I get a new tablet, the thing stretches on the corner. So anyway, feels pretty good. So I got out of Media Market. And before that, like I said, I went to get my inspection. I got a funny anecdote, but actually a couple of funny anecdotes. But basically, you go in there and it's automated. You put in your license plate and then it pulls out your appointment. You pay right at the machine. You don't have to talk to anybody. And then you go wait. So I did that. And then you drive around the back end where you wait, where you have a board, kind of a digital board where the numbers pops up of the license plate. And when yours comes up, you drive into the bay. Here they call it Linea. So I look for a space, not too many, to park. And I find one and I pull forward toward the bay and then was backing into my space. And three men were talking and one was blocking the spot. So I was backing slowly and he's not moving. Stopped for a second, back slowly, the guy is not moving. So I'm coming out of the car and being like, hey, I'm trying to go into that spot. And he just moved, but he was like, I guess there's something, maybe I'll never get used to it, but I find that so rude to me personally. It's kind of like complete dismissal of this other person doing this thing. Just, I don't know, it's amazing. But I think, again, in the cultural context of Spain, there is some of that, you know, sometimes the directness of the comments, some of the things they can say. And you're like, whoa. You know, like at times, you know, Juan would say thing about his daughter and she was right there. And I'm like, I felt embarrassed, you know, for her. I'm like, dude. Anyway, but it's kind of normal. It's kind of what they do. But I mean, and it was not that big of a deal, you know. I was mindful to not have any self-righteousness of kind of anger with me as I was, you know, basically letting the guy know. Because a part of me was annoyed that I had to get out of the car. And that's on me. You know, that's not on him. But that's a hard one. Oof, that's a hard one not to feel self-righteous on that. It was so obvious. It's a big open area. It's like, you know, there was no doubt in terms of what I was doing. So, but it's like, so what? So what? Anyway, so kind of funny. And then I was calling to my bay. I went into my bay. I finished Fight Club. I have to say, I enjoyed the movie a lot more than the book. So definitely I wouldn't lose sleep over not reading the book, I have to say. And I like some of the changes they made. Actually, even the coming to light of Tyler Durden, who he really is. Yeah, they made a bigger deal in the movie. And anyway, it was great. So almost felt like they fixed the book. They made the book better by the movie. Because then you superimpose some of those movies into the book and say, yeah, I like that better from the movie. Interesting. There's not too many where you'd say that I like the movie better than the book. And so finish that. And so I get called. Well, I mean, the board shows my license plate. So I go into the bay. And I kind of brain farted. A couple of staff, I just froze. I just did not understand what the guy was saying the first time. Then I kind of get it, but I really had to focus. One was like, apaga el motor. And sure, sometimes they're going to eat it later here and there, but it's nothing new. And it's not like he was speaking in scientific mechanical terms, you know, about the whole vehicle. And it was very funny. And I kind of apologize. I'm sorry. Estoy un poco frito. I'm a little fried here. I'm off. So maybe, you know, me being in my insulated bubble here, not really talking much outside, you know, and I guess more so in English. You know, my reading is, well, the book, the French book is, of course, in French, but mostly in English. So anyway, it was interesting. Somebody's walked here since the last time I was here and dropped a little plastic trash. Let's pick that up. Anyway, so it was funny. But everything went well. So I got the new stickers pasted. So I'll think about maybe tomorrow, or because we're looking at rain this weekend, which means Juan might not have much to do in the field. And he might like a project. So I'll see if he's up to and if he can help me fix that toilet, that leakage. So she doesn't have to shut the water off and can function properly. So, and be happy to pay for whatever the parts. Anyway. So that's for that. And then this morning, you know, same old, but I made sure I stopped like around 10:30 to have time, you know, to really enjoy my breakfast. Yeah, not feeling rushed. Really enjoying not feeling rushed. You know, of course, that is when I can. And nothing wrong. And I think I do okay if I have to, you know, to step it up. But I like things to come and to happen smoothly. Anyway. So, it's still going to be a little too early for the sunset set, but it's overcast now. It was sunny earlier. But yeah, I made bread. What I chose to do, the top part, you know, that puffed when you get baked, it's kind of not that dense in terms of the bread structure. So I'm like, the issue that I have is that when I put it on the toaster, it's too big, the slice of bread. So I'm like, what about if I put a little pressure? Well, it's still fresh. Maybe it's not going to destroy the crust completely. And with the moisture, it might kind of create a new structure. And that make my slice not as tall. So I did that. We'll see how that goes. But the bread came beautifully. Came out beautifully. Anyway. And last night, so went to the library. Oh, I guess two days before, when I watched that thing about Mostly Harmless, or 2-3 days ago. And there's this woman. This again, disclaimer, but this is how I felt. And I guess you most likely know about that about me if you've been listening long enough. I have an aversion. I just do, and I don't know my way around that one to fat people. I just do. I find them disgusting. And so my sister, my older sister, has really put on weight in this last few years. And, you know, I think I mentioned something the last time she was here. I feel definitely behind humor. It's a lot of that nervous laughter and kind of making fun. And I think it's a lot of noise to kind of shield herself. But regardless, but I find it gross, definitely. You know, she's the only one out of the four. Pretty much everybody else is kind of pretty slim. Well, actually, yeah, pretty much the rest of the bunch. And so this woman in that documentary, Mostly Harmless, whatever the rest of the title, however it goes, she works in this dry cleaning place. Well, dry cleaning, laundry, doesn't matter. And she, anyway, and then she gets into that stuff. And she gets into finding people who, you know, who people don't know what happened to them. Or if they discover, they don't know who the family are. And so she's talking about her journey, you know, in that experience to find out who this guy, Mostly Harmless, is. And I was thinking, that's my sister. I mean, she was heavier than my sister, but there was something about her was like, oh my goodness, she kind of a little bit looks like her. Anyway, and it was just like, oh, just really a repulsion, you know. And, you know, on one hand, hold on, I'm going to take off my, okay, I'm going a little too fast here. I don't have my pack. So I'm starting to break a sweat with the jacket. It's a beautiful day. Oh, the light is trickling through. And so, you know, I guess to the best of my ability, I am aware about how ridiculous it is, you know, in terms of my reaction. So it's kind of like maybe like masturbation. It doesn't really have anything to do with that, but that's the extent to which I relate to that experience. That's what I'm getting out of it, which is more than likely not much, but it's quite reactive. It's quite strong. It's quite pungent, you know, and of course, you know, I'm not going to go. I'm not of the school that there's something wrong with these people. You know, it's a, they are weak-willed or whatever. You know, definitely with my little understanding of nutrition, when it comes to the biology of it, is the physicality of obesity and overweight. It's my goodness, yeah. There is simplicity, and then there is complexity, and then there is this overweight thing. It's very complicated. So it's not about that. But there is a gut feeling. We talked about that with Pilar, because we kind of feel very similar about it. And then, you know, the thing of expressing it, you know, in this whole age of wokeness, you know, political correctness, you know, expressing what one feels without somebody else being threatened by the other's experience, you know, by the other labeling, you know, the other stereotyping or whatever prejudices he has. And then it's not about you. And that's just as good as it gets as far as now. And I don't know. For me, it's kind of important to voice my truth. You know, that the thing that I feel are legitimate, or you could say they are relatively legitimate. And so, you know, it's not about right and wrong. And of course, you know, if you were to say that in most circles, it would be frowned upon, right? And to me, that's annoying, which is another thing that makes me not interested, because it's like it's not like you put a mask to protect you. You have to wear a mask. You're being asked and say, here are the rules, you know. And the more cool the group thinks it's going to be, the more than likely, the more crazy the rules are going to be. And so, you know, I am not going to deny this ignorant feeling because I don't know what else. And it is. It is who I am. It is part of who I am. You know, I don't have many, you know. I can't stand people too that, well, like I can't stand Jason Bateman, or Bateman, more than likely his name is Bateman, not Batman. That'd be too funny. You know, they are saying that for whatever reason, I have a very strong feeling, but there's not too many in terms of issue. But somebody who sounds fake or sounds like a book, sounds like he's just saying nothing. He's just repeating. Or, you know, like in the era of COVID-19, and it was so freaking annoying. People would just repeat a viewpoint that was just vomited, you know, through social media. It was so ignorant. It was just like, you know, it's one thing to just have your own little silly opinion and realizing it and being like, you know, it's not that I'm right or wrong, but that's just how I feel. Without having to make a case based on misinformation, because you don't really know what you're talking about. Anyway, so those things, to me, when I feel that, I have a very strong aversion, like I really don't want to be around that. And of course, that's, you know, part for play, that's part, you know, that's part of the game. And there's nothing wrong with it. But if and until I get to a place when I can update my software and I can transcend those quote unquote limitation, I am going to honor them. I'm going to honor my imperfect self. You know, that part of myself that seems to be like my pygmy self, as Khalil Gibran talks about it. I believe it's important to just honor it all. Not just what gets you praises and accolades, you know, from the world, but all of it. And honestly, I don't really like accolades. I haven't for a while, actually. I really don't like it that much. Yes, it's just something that feels like, yeah, that's not feeding the part of me that I want to feed. It is not helping me. No me sirve. Yeah, whoa. Slippery. Oh, even though it's dry. Anyway. Oh, yeah, I think I decided that, yes, tomorrow I'm going to go to my big bad boy trail, because we're looking at rain starting tomorrow afternoon. So I will be enjoying that one before it gets wet again. Anyway, so last night at the library, what did I watch? Oh, Untouchable. So the Harvey Weinstein. It was something that, to me, that was, again, interesting because it was more controversial. It was more ambiguous. So basically, you know, it's a horror story for all these women. The stories, I can only imagine, you know. That being said, you know, and quite a few recognize it. It's kind of like, yeah, but I want into that industry. So they kind of take more chances, you know, because apparently it was somebody who was quite good, you know, quite successful at what he was doing. So he had quite a reputation and, of course, power and leverage. And he used that, you know, to abuse women, to sexually harass them. And, you know, some of them would talk and say, you know, why? You know, why did I go back? Or, you know, and some, in all fairness, you know, out of fear they froze or whatever. Actually, I can appreciate that. But, you know, once you know, the kind of animal you're dealing with, you're going back, you know, it's kind of like, if it happens once, shame on you. If it happens twice, shame on me. It doesn't justify what it did. But, you know, it's kind of like, hey, dude, you know. But anyway, it's still horrible, you know. I'm not defending. There's nothing to defend about the guy. You know, he's who he is. You know, that's just the life that he has. And, well, obviously, he just became the poster child, right, for the Me Too movement and part of the change. So I guess you could say thanks to Harvey Weinstein, in a way, because it wasn't so ridiculous. And this guy was talking about, yeah, but that's kind of what was going on, you know. Kind of people knew it. A lot of people knew it. And he was like, well, that's kind of what you had to do. So you try to play the game in that way. So not that it was right or wrong, but I liked it because it just made it grayer. It's not like it was such just an open shut case, you know, in terms of this guy. That there was also, of course, a system in place, you know. But I think part of the what's missing in the discussion is kind of like an honest male voice. Because in a game of life, you know, nobody plays clean. You just play the best with what you have. And obviously in the case of Harvey, in the case of a rapist, a pedophile, a murderer, a drug dealer, a lawyer, a politician, a businessman, whatever, you know, most of them, almost all of them, you know, will play within the bound, within the rule. They will bend the curve a little bit, but they will still play with what's allowed in the system. And there are few, very few apples that just find a crack and run with it and just get away with murder. It seems like, well, I don't know, that's kind of the way it's portrayed, but that those guys, it's not really sustainable. The more crazy, the more success you're going to have quickly, it seems like it is self-defeating. It is not sustainable. You know, it's kind of like going crazy on heroin, and you can only go so far before you die, before your heart stops. But still, it was, I enjoyed it. You know, the whole, what's the name of that? The guy with the young girls. Oh, my goodness. The guy from New York, from the stalker. Anyway, doesn't matter. Harvey Weinstein, that's one. What's the guy who basically killed himself in a jail? And it was a controversy whether it happened or not. It was kind of weird. And of course, it was connected with a lot of power people. So kind of the eyes wide shut, you know, circles. And that kind of give room to a lot of conspiracies and ideas fester, you know, in that pool. And yeah, to me, it's just like, ugh, not interested. Even watching that miniseries, the first one of the Caputi with a woman and that kind of high class. And it's just not that interesting. Because, you know, I guarantee you, have the most luxury you can get. Have whatever, you know, have the White Lotus treatment, if you haven't seen it. You know, basically the best the world has to offer in a material realm. And let's see how long that lasts. And let's see what you build on top of that sand castle. And what happened when that tide come. High tide, yeah? And when the whole thing is gone, you'd be like, I don't understand. There was nothing? You know, to me anyway, when it comes to happiness, when it comes to what feels authentic. And I don't think money in of itself is a problem. But I think it's a hard thing, you know, wealth to manage well. I think it's may not even be natural, you know, that is just not something that's compatible with a normal human being. And for other people, of course, that's just a means to an end, or people are just like, I don't know, maybe Elon Musk or, you know, the Amazon guy. It doesn't matter. But you know that they are looking at other things and they're driven by something else. And that I don't know because, you know, I'm not that kind of entrepreneur. I'm not a venture capitalist or, you know, I am not on a mission, you know. So that's a different kind of mentality. But, and those people don't seem to care too much. They don't hold too much to that money. It's not about the accumulation of wealth. You know, it's that through wealth they are able to propel themselves to places that they can't otherwise. So it's a means to that kind of an end. But they have a different kind of goal in mind. And some people seem to be, well, more than likely for me, the way I look at it, I think that's kind of how I view it. You know, if I was to have wealth, I mean, even though I've never had it, but, you know, in my time with Glenda, you know, not owing any money. And again, we come from humble means, you know, we're working class couple. I mean, thanks to her, you know, decent because she made more money. The only job where I made more was when I was trucking, but the rest of the time, which is almost all the time, she was the main breadwinner. So she, you know, our lifestyle was actually, even though it was, well, decent, I mean, decent and humble, but that was, you know, enabled by the money she made, mostly, and my economic discipline. But for me, it was almost about always like saving more. The rainy day would always become bigger. And I think that, you know, even if then I would have to have more money, I could see then looking at secure investment. I have the feeling that there is such a thing, you know, where you don't make as much, but you generate some interest. But it's safe, you know? And of course, you know, if everything completely collapses, I mean, you know, you can only control up to a certain point, but, you know, but still. So, anyway, but that was that. So yeah, Untouchable, I think it's pretty new. And before that, yesterday, oh yeah, I finished the windows today, so I did the most of the windows yesterday. And I didn't use a vinegar, so it was interesting. So they are done. I most likely will do a few more. Well, some where the la persiana, les persiennes, the shade, the outside window shade, are not down. So they're going to collect, like when we get the rain. I mean, it looks like we're going to be getting rain this weekend. Anyway, oh, hold on. I could find a spot, I guess. Why do I? Let me go on that rock here on the ledge. There's a little rock formation, look like. I might find a place to sit. Anyway. So, I mean, you know, rather predictable, you know, uneventful my day. Well, I think I may have mentioned, I don't know if I did or not, but the sunset yesterday was, you know, uneventful. It was clear skies, so no drama. Okay, let's see, do I go here? A little broken glass here. Okay, let me. Okay, there we go, facing west. I'm a little early, so I'm gonna stop here for a moment. Anyway, so I got the inspection done, so I'm pleased about that. I think I'll call Juan tomorrow and then we'll see about him coming over, taking a look at it. That's about the only thing. The rest, I have a little bit of a cutting to do. There's a cacti encroaching on the, I guess it's a century plant. The cacti part is encroaching on the driveway, so I'm going to whack some of those hard, pointy leaves and then to clean that up. And then the century plant that's bloom, I'm going to cut it down. But that's going to be in the next couple of weeks. And mowing, I guess. I'll do mowing, and then that'll be it. So, and of course, cooking for the guys. But, yeah, to keep on with my, the same routine. Interesting for, well, I was thinking of shortening the language practice, but, yeah, it fits me well. I just had a few days here and there where it was just, I guess, either feeling a little off, you know. I've had those days, but I'm kind of back on. So there's kind of like a swinging quality to my life here, you know. And it's kind of like when you're developing a recipe. I mean, if you're into that stuff. So you find something you like online, and then you do it, and you do it exactly like it says, unless something looks ridiculous. And, you know, I have no problem making a change from the get-go. But, and what, the way I do it anyway, as of late, I would look for several recipes and then to get a different angles and being like, oh, okay, or this is, okay, this is the way I want to go. This one here, this one here, this one here. For whatever reason, I can pick up stuff that I kind of like, yeah, that kind of makes sense here, more than this one here, but this one here better than that. So you do it. and then you get your outcome. And then you make small changes each time to refine the outcome to where it's the way you like it. Not that there's anything wrong with the way you had it, but it's unlikely that it's going to be completely satisfactory. And so my life here, you know, like, you know, my gorging myself earlier, aware of it, but I'm like, yeah, fuck it, I'm going for it. I'm like, okay, go for it. How about it? It's there, you know. You're not breaking any cardinal rules, so, you know. And so it's interesting to see oneself when everything is the same. There is nothing that really changed, you know, in terms of stimulus. I mean, I had the Juan family, you know, at the beginning a little more. And from time to time we'd get together. So that kind of changed a little bit, but not much. If not, I'm doing kind of the same stuff. You know, Monday and Friday, I go to the market, get the produce, the weight training, going to, you know, Mercado. I mean, basically, you know, it's very, very, very similar. There's a few things in the afternoon from, like, you know, some chores going on. But, and so you kind of wake up one day, it's like, interesting, what's going on? Not that I get an answer out of it, but it makes it stand out. You know, this feeling, este sentimiento destaca, you know, stands out, destacar. So, and you know, when I have those moments where I don't know what to do with myself, or I don't think I have felt anger. I think not envying, not being jealous, not, I think being done with Pilar, possibly. Yeah, it's like, yeah, I'm not really hooked on anything. So I'm not frustrated. I'm not trying to, yeah, I'm not blaming anybody. So I'm not, I guess there's not much victimhood going on. So it's going to be hard, I think, if you are not a victim. I guess this is the one to the... Interesting. Sorry. I don't know why I thought it was further the trail that I'm going to take tomorrow is the one I'm looking at right now. But yeah, of course it is. Huh. But it's... Anyway, I thought it was further. So anyway, so yeah, it's been interesting to be aware of that. Seeing kind of how things go. And I think also it's going to become a point of reference. Yes, I hear you. I'm going to get back on the road here. It's nice, but you can feel the coolness. I mean, it's very, very nice. But we still, you know, still going to be cool night. I got the heater going on in the room. I turned it on before I left. So when I go clean myself, I'll have a warm room. And actually, I think I said last week I wasn't going to shave because it was cold and all, but on Thursday, it was actually nice enough, so I was able to do it. So tomorrow I will more than likely, after my big big distance day, my 2.5-3 hour walk, I'll do the beard. The hair doesn't make sense, it don't grow enough in 1 week. But I'll do my hair, and after that, well, there won't really be an issue in terms of timing it, because, like I say, we'll be out of the woods. Anyway, so, yeah, it is interesting, you know, this kind of walking, the evening walk. I'm not sure why it's problematic. I think I'm going to have to be more conscious of my day, meaning really make an effort to go take my nap earlier, you know, so I can, let's say by 3:30, I am up from the nap. So by 2:30 or so to go lay down. And, and I have to cook. I will see. I might do that. I don't know. Am I going to do that now? I don't think so. But anyway, I still have to make some oatmeal tomorrow. So to go to the library, you know, around 5. And to be there for about an hour or so, you know, an hour and a half. And then to go for a sunset walk. So this one here, you know, Of course, you have the uphill, so a little panting, you know. But it's amazing. It's fucking amazing. I mean, I guess you would say I'm in the woods here, right? You wouldn't say in the forest. I don't know when woods become a forest. I mean, well, it kind of feels like a forest. I don't know. It's sparse a little bit. Because it's really different, you know? And I feel like, obviously, the naps are important for me. It just is. With my system, you know, it does my body good. Like eating one apple a day. And so, yeah, to really make a point of taking that nap early. And now that, you know, we have a later night and the temperatures are warming up, so the evening walks are going to be amazing. So, you know, it's around an hour to take that walk. And if it's a stroll, a little more, but yeah, an hour and 10 minutes to do that. But it's such a beautiful area. There's almost nobody who's going to come here in the evening. And yes, I do like to have nature to myself. I'm quite jealous, quite possessive. Anyway, but it doesn't matter because anybody you see, you know, he's in for a minute. So, and I plan to go back to that walk that I made that turn and I wished that, well, I didn't wish, I didn't know. And I'm still confused because it looks like I was following what the map was saying. So I don't know where I messed up. But I did not end up where I thought I was going to end up. But I'm going to go back to it. So it's like, you know, between 3 and 4 hours. So here, you know, like up to about 3 hours, it's okay, no water, nothing. But when I'll do it again, I'll take water. So it'll be next week, actually. So maybe I have a couple more times to do it. So I'll bring, you know, have a couple of oranges, have a couple of bananas, and have some water, my mint lemon water. Anyway, I have quite a few lemons that I've collected from that tree, and still quite a few. Anyway, so here we are, top of the world. Yeah, I don't know why the recordings I did earlier today, didn't feel good. Then I recorded another one, and it was kind of, I wanted to share that, I shared that anecdote about the guy not moving, and then me freezing when the guy was giving me instruction, and being a little flustered, I was like, what the heck is going on? You don't understand what I'm saying? Maybe even thinking, dude, should you be driving? Anyway, I didn't make too much excuse, you know. But I did kind of apologize a little bit. I guess I felt a little uncomfortable with that. But I was kind of laughing at the same time. It was just kind of funny. You know, and I guess maybe thinking, dude, it's not a big deal. You know? So what? You have to repeat? You have to repeat. It's not a big deal. You know? I didn't break anybody's neck. So, anyway. Yeah, beautiful, Jamilena. Yeah, you're very, very special to me, Jamilena. And this might be more than likely the last winter I'll spend here. Doesn't matter. Like I said, I'm talking out of my ass here because it doesn't matter. Who knows what's going to happen? So many things can happen between then and then. Not sure if I talked about that. I'm in such a funny place. I mean, I'm going about at my whims, right? I'm just going with what feels right. You know, and it's kind of sounds so ridiculous for so many people. It's like, what a luxury. What do you mean you just, yeah, because it feels right. That's why I'm doing it. And in a way, you could say that I do. I feel successful in it. Obviously, that's what I keep doing it. You know, I'm stubborn, but I'm not that stubborn. You know, eventually you go to the store, you buy the same product, and you come back with an empty box. How many more times are you going to go back and spend that money before you realize, oh, they're scamming me? So yeah, I'm stubborn, but I don't consider myself stupid, but I know that I'm stubborn. So, and there's nothing wrong with that. I don't feel like it's a sign of it's a problem. It's just one way. It's just a quality of a human being. And to some extent, we all have some of that. But, you know, it's kind of again, the word bubble. Obviously, it's a different bubble than when I use a bubble where I'm here, you know, like in my cave, in my mansion, in my chalet, as they call it here, you know. So there's really a momentum going on. And I think there is confidence. So in terms of, am I even aware about how this thing is kind of unraveling, you know, how it's developing itself? Because I don't think it's static. I don't think I'm doing it the same way that I was doing it 2, 3, 4 years ago. 5 years ago. And so, you know, I think there's refining going on. Because even though it's about feeling, it is not necessarily about feeling good or bad. You know, it is more about that kind of intuition, that disinterested part of me. It's not about greed, it's not about ambition, it's not about accomplishing something to feel justified, you know, to have a sense of self. It's not about that. It's about a sense of authenticity, a sense of something being real, being right. And that's it. Just because of that, that's enough. Not where you're going to end up, you know, or not what the price is. I mean, many, many things are about the price, you know, when I buy food, when I, you know, the way I manage my finances and, you know, sure. But there are things like the big question, the big bad boys, that doesn't even come close. It's not about that. It's not financial. It is not about the end justify the means. It's like the end and the means are one. You know, the there's a constant update in terms of what I'm doing, and is what I'm doing is still aligned, you know, with what is what I consider authenticity, real, genuine, you know. And if not, then it's not worth it. But if it remains consistent and stable, then it's irresistible. And mostly I would say it's been irresistible. And yeah, far and few in between. I've had moments, of course, which have been not so great, bad and horrible, but they are far and few in between. And way less than when I was a victim and I wasn't really doing what I wanted, but what I thought is what I should be doing. You know, kind of like Jim Carrey talking about his dad. You know, the guy died failing at what he didn't want to do. So, you know, if you can fail at that, you might as well try and maybe fail at what you want to do. It's better to fail at your dream, trying to fulfill your dream, than to fail at giving up. Yeah, I think that'd be pretty depressing. Well, to me at least, you know, to each his own. And that's, of course, Jim Carrey's perspective. It's just what made sense to his dad from my point of view. But it's like this strange bubble. You know, I am mostly focused, or I'm mostly invested in, you know, kind of every day what's going on and how I am fulfilling that day. And that's it, you know. I guess, you know, if at times something else comes up, a proposition, or, you know, then of course I have no problem shifting, you know, like when the whole thing with Angel and to run the albergue, then it became this kind of business proposition. And again, I made it quite easy because I wasn't going to be debating about, you know, how much I should make on all of that. I was like, dude, I trust you. You just come up with what you come up with and that's fine. It doesn't matter. Just the basic terms, you know, like I said, don't micromanage me. There is another thing too. Oh, I cannot stand that. Oh my goodness. So there are a few things, you know, a few pet peeves, but I cannot stand being micromanaged, to have eyes behind my shoulders. I don't like that at all. Oof. just thinking about it, it's like those things become like red, fiery, hot, you know? Como ascuas, yeah? Anyway. And obrasas. I think, is it the same stuff? Ascuas, obrasas? I'm wondering. Anyway. So, yeah, like I say, I think I'm pretty flexible, you know, being kind of the traveling nomad that I am, you know, moving around the way I move around. It's kind of, I guess you kind of have to be, you know, you know, and I guess I am flexible, you know, to some extent, you know, and then I can become rigid like shit, like an oak, and I just don't bulge, you know, like what happened with, you know, Urban. And when the next day I was gone, you know, after a year and a half, and I was like, oh yeah, done. I'm out of here. So there's definitely a part of me that can be very volatile. And I used to call it self-destructive. I'm not sure if I would call it that now. I think it's maybe very protective of something. And if somebody crosses that line, and it's kind of like, nope. And that becomes more important than the rest. You know, looking at like a mother with a child, you know, if the child was in danger, the mother would shift to a behavior completely, or parent, or normal parent, you know, to behavior completely different and might justify doing things that they would not normally. But in this case, this is what's important. And call it right or wrong, I don't care. This is where I am in my evolution as a human being. And it's just not happening on my watch, you know, and I'll do what I can to make sure that doesn't. I haven't killed anybody yet, but I've had a few times in my life, very, very strong reaction and game was over. I mean, I definitely had no problem putting everything on the line. And I think that's kind of actually interesting. Hold on a second. Let me make sure that I'm not going to be running over on my time. I have a feeling it's going to be around 40 minutes by now. Oh yeah, 52 minutes. Look at that. Good. Incentive to finish. So this interesting idea of, starting over, throwing things away, has kind of created a pattern of, or making it almost impossible to be attached too much to things. And then to realize that, well, that it's not a big deal to lose things or to start all over, you know. I mean, look, I was in Texas, I had a home, I had a car, you know, I had this life and all of those things. And that was my biggest sacrifice. That was my biggest change when all that stuff started to kind of, you know, crumble away. First the marriage, then I left the house, and then I sold the car, you know, down to the backpack. But I had done it. You know, when I left London in 95, you know, I gave away the stuff, my electronic, my brother typewriter. That's a brand. Brother or brothers? Maybe brothers. I gave it to the teenage gal that was into writing, I think. The Greek daughter downstairs that was above a fish and chip. 353 Kennington Road. Anyway, or South Kennington Road, maybe? I forgot. Doesn't matter. Black Line subway or number 5 bus. And yeah, I was just done with what I could carry. And that was it. In that November of 90, hold on. Was it November? No, it was June when I left. November was when I left France, actually. When I left the army, well, I didn't have much then anyway. Well, I left some stuff in storage, actually, at my parents' in the attic. And I just left for London. So I've had this thing, you know, and in a way it's kind of that kind of rolling stone gathers no moss. It's kind of made it not such a big deal, you know, to have and not to have. Yeah, it's nice to have, but it's not that important. It is not now. Definitely, it is not a priority compared to other things. Anyway. All right, I've got to be getting close to... Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's actually sunset time. The sun is about within 1 minute, if not now. It's actually setting. Anyway, but I'm behind the trees now. So, yeah, I feel better, actually, about this recording than not that they went bad. I've done them before, and I have published them, right? Los he subido antes. I've published them. Esos episodios no tan buenos, pero es lo que hay. De vez en cuando, cosas destacan, how would you say, hit the bullseyes, pegan el marco, no, oh my goodness, atingir, that's atingir, that's Portuguese, to reach, alcanzan, you know, el blanco, y a veces no. Anyway, so, from a beautiful evening, getting cooler by the minute, in Jamilena. Peace and love to you all. Hope you're doing well. Sounds like a cow's bell. But I haven't seen any livestock here. I mean, it's all olive trees. And I was thinking I might see a couple of goats here, maybe, but no. Anyway, so from beautiful Jamilena, peace and love to you all.